This is Diane Horn, your host on the sustainability segment of Mind Over Matters on KEXP Seattle 90.3 FM and online at kexp.org. My guests this morning are Jenny Hines, Julia Field, and Eric Thomas of Sustainable Ballard. Jenny is president of Sustainable Ballard, Julia is the founder of Undriving, and Eric leads a green building series and is the owner of a net zero energy home, which you heard about on the sustainability segment last winter. Jenny, Julia, and Eric are here today to tell us about three Sustainable Ballard campaigns: Ballard in Motion, Go Solar Seattle Northwest, and Rainwise Ballard Basin. They will also announce the 9th Annual Sustainable Ballard Festival to take place Sunday, September 30th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Ballard Commons Park. Welcome to you all.
Hi, Diane.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Thanks.
Would you like to begin by saying a few words about Sustainable Ballard?
Sustainable Ballard is an all-volunteer local nonprofit, and we are working together with the community to help people connect with each other to try out new things related to sustainability. We started in 2003, and we've grown to a membership of over 1,300 people, and we're all about action. So we try things out. We're finding out what we as a community can do to address the great economic, societal, and environmental challenges that are coming up for our community.
Sustainable Ballard is focusing on three different campaigns this fall. Let's start with Ballard in Motion. What is Ballard in Motion, and what is the goal?
Well, this is a program of King County Metro that focuses in different neighborhoods one at a time. And this fall, it's running in the Ballard Crown Hill area, and undriving.org is partnering with the In Motion team. And the program as a whole is geared toward encouraging people to make a pledge to drive less. And in exchange for that, they get a free ORCA card that you can refill through November 24th and use the bus for all of your trips. This is also coinciding with the launch of Rapid Ride, the D line that's going through Ballard. And this is going to be a great new development for people in our community. The buses are going to run every 10 to 15 minutes all day long. It's going to be faster than the locals, and the buses are going to have Wi-Fi on them as well. Yeah, and at the festival, the Undriver licensing station is going to be there, and we're going to be partnering with In Motion to help them get more people registered for the program and get their ORCA cards and also their Undriver license.
Would you like to say more about the Undriver's license?
Well, sure. So this is a program that's grown into its own organization. You can find out more at undriving.org. But we started within Sustainable Ballard 5 years ago, actually 5 years ago at this very festival. It's our fifth birthday. And we have been issuing Undriver licenses to people who make a pledge to reduce their car use in the coming months. And we've done this at like 75 different events all around the region and licensed over 10,000 Undrivers now.
So another campaign is Rainwise Ballard Basin to help property owners in Ballard install rain gardens and cisterns. Would you remind us of the benefits of rain gardens and cisterns?
Absolutely. There's a lot of benefits, actually. Probably the primary one is to help keep toxic runoff out of the Sound. In Puget Sound, the problem is even worse because our sewage system here in Seattle is combining stormwater runoff with raw sewage. And so when it rains here, that toxic mixture goes directly into the Sound because our sewage treatment plants can become overwhelmed. And so it's really important to stop that rainwater from entering the system. And an important way to do that is for homeowners to install rain gardens and cisterns. And so Seattle Public Utilities started the Rainwise program to pay for these installations, essentially. And we're thrilled to be promoting that and working with them. A few of the other benefits for people who actually install the rain gardens are just that can help beautify your landscape. You can plant these with lots of native species, edible plants like blueberries and strawberries, herbs. They look really nice once they're installed. And most people who have done them are really, really happy with how they turn out. Another benefit is that they create local jobs right here in our neighborhoods. Installers working in your neighborhood will work with you to fill out all the paperwork, plan out the rain garden, install it, do the testing. And so that helps create jobs right there. And another important thing is that it helps avoid constructing additional sewage treatment plants, which are very, very expensive. And, you know, in Ballard, our sewage treatment plant is right there in Discovery Park. And if we were to have to expand that, that would probably close down the park or parts of the park for a while. And it's just not a very desirable thing to do. So by diverting the water from there to begin with, we can avoid that cost. And then just for the homeowner, the city is covering up to 100% of the cost of installation of rain gardens and cisterns. I think the average is about $4,000 that the city will rebate. So that's a significant savings right there.
Would you elaborate on why Ballard was chosen for the program?
Sure. Right now there's about 150 rain garden installations that have gone in with this program, and most of them are in Ballard. I believe Ballard is one of the most critical areas because we produce a lot of runoff. And as I said, this toxic runoff and sewage goes directly untreated into the Sound, and the system is overwhelmed. So I think they're starting with the low-hanging fruit in Ballard.
What other neighborhoods are currently included in this program?
Right now, Delridge is included, Windermere is included, North Union Bay. And next year, the city is talking about expanding the program to everyone almost. And we encourage you to go online because it's always changing. So if you just visit rainwise.seattle.gov, you can enter your address and it will tell you if your property is eligible. And it will also give you a list of contractors who have gone through training to install rain gardens, and you can contact them and start the whole process. It takes about 2 weeks, more or less, for the actual installation.
Do you have a rain garden yourself?
I do, yes, and we finally planted it. It's looking really good now, and harvested lots of blueberries and strawberries this year.
Anyone else?
I got a Rainwise installation this summer, and I now have actually a lot of water stored, like 1,700 gallons. And I'm looking forward to next season being able to just water my whole garden, whole yard with stored water. And the rain garden is a really nice addition to the front yard. It's very distinctive and neat. So it's a great program.
The third campaign is Go Solar Seattle Northwest. Would you tell us about this campaign?
Sustainable Ballard is partnering with another local nonprofit called Community Energy Solutions to put on Go Solar Seattle Northwest. And it's a community-based campaign that makes going solar easy and more affordable through bulk purchasing and easy financing options. And Sunergy Systems is a Ballard installer that's been chosen as the installer on account of its expertise, capacity, price competitiveness, and because it is located in Ballard and does local sourcing. You can find out why Washington State is one of the best places in the country to go solar when you come to a free educational workshop this fall. The campaign runs from September through December, and after attending the workshop, a participant is eligible for a free site assessment. The goal of the program is to add 200 kilowatts of photovoltaic capacity or solar electric to the campaign area, which includes Ballard, Crown Hill, Finney, Greenwood, and Wallingford. So it's the whole Northwest Seattle, all those neighborhoods. And for every solar installation that goes in under this program, Sustainable Ballard receives a $150 donation.
Woo-hoo.
And you can find out more about the program and sign up for workshops at GoSolarSeattleNW.com.
So how many homes are likely to have solar added if the goals of the program are met?
I believe it's about 40 homes is the goal. It depends on, of course, the size of the roof and the size of the installation.
And you mentioned that you're partnering with Community Energy Solutions. Would you say just a few words about their role and overall work? Because they do work in Washington State as a whole.
They've been doing these campaigns as Go Solar Washington, and they have done a campaign on Bainbridge Island. They did one in Kitsap County. They did one in Bellingham. They did one in Woodinville. The Bainbridge Island campaign was their most successful campaign, where they did install, I believe it was 44 solar installations. In addition, they did a community solar project there where they installed solar on the city hall. And then local neighbors who live in condos or whose houses don't qualify because there's too much shade or for whatever reason, can actually invest in solar and get financial benefits back from being part of the community solar program there. We're looking at that possibility after this campaign for Ballard as well.
So Eric, you already have solar on your home. How has that been working out?
It's been working out really well, actually. And it was kind of a question whether it would work in this climate here, because we were the first net zero house in Seattle that we know of. So we didn't really have much information to go on. But we actually hit net zero about 3 months early, which was a huge, wonderful surprise for us. That happened back in August. And so right now we've just been, you know, with all this sun, we've just been producing surplus power that we're feeding back to other electrical customers in the city. And we could actually, if we wanted to, power an electric car about 1,500 miles with the power we're producing just on top of what we're doing for our house. So we're thrilled with how it turned out.
I'm Diane Horn, and my guests are Jenny Hines, Julia Field, and Eric Thomas of Sustainable Ballard. Our topic is current Sustainable Ballard campaigns, Ballard in Motion, Go Solar Seattle Northwest, and Rainwise Ballard Basin, and also the 9th Annual Sustainable Ballard Festival, which takes place Sunday, September 30th, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Ballard Commons Park. And you are tuned to the sustainability segment of Mind Over Matters on KEXP 90.3 FM and on the web at kexp.org. What additional programs is Sustainable Ballard going to be working on in addition to your campaigns that we just talked about?
Well, we've actually had a few new programs start over the past year, and one of them is called BUG. It's Ballard Urban Gardeners. That's a group of gardeners that get together and share resources and share expertise or questions about gardening. But it's a really nice social group as well as an informational, educational, fun thing. We have a new local economy group within Sustainable Ballard that's looking at cooperative lending options, potentially, for a Ballard. We started a St. Patrick's Day festival for families last year. We started Knitters for the Homeless right after the Sustainable Ballard Festival last year, and that's a really popular program. Every first Friday, people meet at a local cafe and knit and learn to knit, some of them. And then the Be Green building and renovation talks that Eric has started doing with us.
And those bring together homeowners and experts in the green building field. We'll bring in an expert to talk about a topic. And the last one we did was on filtering rainwater for drinking. We showed an installation where the owner is filtering rainwater and providing 100% of his drinking water that way and irrigation water for his lawn. And these talks take place in houses that have been renovated or built in a green way, and attendees can tour the house after the talk.
Now let's talk about the Sustainable Ballard Festival. What is the purpose of the festival?
And the purpose of the festival is to celebrate sustainability with a hearty dose of fun and creativity. It's hands-on, it's how-to, it's a human-powered event, and we get thousands of people attending from around the city, but a good majority come from the Ballard neighborhood. And this year we're highlighting green building and transportation options, with also these three different campaigns that we've just talked about kicking off at the festival.
Would you give an overview of the festival highlights? You've said a few words about that already, but
let's see. As I said, we're highlighting green building, so we have a number of green home displays. So actually, where you can see and touch and feel solar panels, green roofs, rain gardens, cisterns, rain barrels, and vertical gardening. And then the green home exhibitors will be everything from home cleaning to salvage materials to energy efficient windows. And of course, because of all these campaigns, there are lots of opportunities for saving discounts and rebates through various government programs that you can come and learn about. In the transportation segment, we are going to have an internet cafe on one of the new rapid ride buses. It's a 60-foot long bus, and the cafe will be hosted by Equal Exchange Cafe, and they'll be giving out fair trade samples and talking about a small farmer campaign on the bus, as well as we may have some other community discussions there. Of course, the Undriver Licensing Station will be there. BikeWorks is bringing their family bike expo. You'll get the opportunity to test different family bike setups, and here's a list of and half of these things I don't recognize, but I'm looking forward to finding out what they are. An electric-assisted Madsen bike, an extra cycle, a big dummy, a trailer bike, a front-mounted child seat, a bike trailer, a tandem, and a recumbent trailer bike. We'll get to see what all those different options are for families. And then, of course, you can test drive electric bikes, and there will even be a solar car there. And then speaking of families, we'll have Bubble Man doing a show at 2:30. And then afterwards, he'll teach folks how to make bubble wands with six-pack rings. Ranger Rick will be there, National Wildlife Federation, making kites with kids. The PCC Kids Pick Mobile will be there. Kids can rate PCC products, and then those items are marked in the store as kid approved. So after they've come and sampled and given their thumbs up, they can see their products in the store. We'll have a petting zoo, thanks to Seattle Farm Co-op. Solar car races, hula hoops, crafts and games, all that stuff for the kids. And we even make civics fun, working with the Ballard Community Task Force for Hunger and Homelessness. We're going to have voter registration there, but we'll also have Civics Jeopardy and make your own buttons. So you can come up with your own civics slogans and make your own buttons there. We're calling it the Citizen Activation Station. And then to top the whole thing off, the whole festival will be solar powered except for our food carts. So at the main stage, we'll have a full day of music with a cafe and lounge area. And then we'll have food carts with, here are some of the goodies, sweet and savory stuffed waffles, vegetarian tamales, gluten-free veggie bowls, and pizza with fresh local ingredients from the farmer's market.
Your website mentioned that there would be rewards for people who want to make positive changes in their life. Would you like to give an example of those?
Well, the In Motion and UnDriver licensing station area, when you sign up for the In Motion program, you'll be eligible to receive an ORCA card with free bus transportation into November. So that's one of them. And of course, the Rainwise program offers another huge incentive.
The $4,000 rebate is come on down to the Rainwise booth and learn all about it. And in the meantime, you can go to rainwiseseattle.gov to see if you're eligible by typing in your address.
And of course, the Go Solar campaign is also a good incentive and money saver for people who are interested and ready to do solar installations.
What's the message you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Well, I want to say, first of all, that sponsorships of the festival keep us afloat throughout the rest of the year. So we really want to thank our biggest sponsors of the festival, Go Solar Seattle Northwest, the Ballard News Tribune, Ballard Market, Equal Exchange, Puget Sound Solar, Northwest Wind and Solar, Green Home Solutions, Silicon Energy. See, there are a lot of them, and they're all supporting us throughout the year. Rainwise, PCC Natural Markets, Hejira Nation, King County Metro In Motion, and UnDriving. And then my parting thought is that our organization is all about community building, so we really encourage people not just to attend these events, but to get involved. And we're always looking for people to come to our events and to volunteer with us. And in order to volunteer for our festival or any of our ongoing projects, you can email volunteer@sustainableballard.org, or you can always just show up and lend a hand.
My parting thought would just be to invite everyone to come to the festival and to be curious and just explore and see what you might find as a new idea, something you could try. And with UnDriving and In Motion, I really believe there's always more that each of us can do to drive less. It's a matter of getting sparked to see new possibilities for ourselves, and then we have new ways we can contribute, and it's really empowering and fun.
And I guess my parting thought would just be to remind people that if they'd like to get involved with the Rainwise program and telling their neighbors about the rebates that are available and how to protect the sound, we would love to hear from them, and they can email us at rain@sustainableballard.org, and we'd be happy to put them to work.
Well, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
You have just been listening to Jenny Hines, Julia Field, and Eric Thomas of Sustainable Ballard. The free 9th Annual Sustainable Ballard Festival will take place Sunday, September 30th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Ballard Commons Park, and you are invited to attend. For more information, check on the web at sustainableballard.org. Again, that's sustainableballard.org. The Sustainability segment of Mind Over Matters program you have just heard will be on the streaming archive section of KEXP's website at kexp.org for the next 14 days. In addition, sustainability segment interviews are available as podcasts, along with KEXP's music podcasts. Go to kexp.org, click on Demand, and then Podcasting. I'm Diane Horn. Thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in to the sustainability segment again next week on 90.3 FM and kexp.org.